It's 88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield here, joined live in studio by His Golden Messenger, a new album out called Hallelujah Anyhow. Right now joined here by MC Taylor and Phil Cook. Thanks for coming on in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to be
absolutely
here.
Absolutely. And played a great set of songs for us, and just kind of wanted to dive right into the record and kind of how it started. This was not recorded over a very long period of time. It was only a couple of days.
Yeah.
What was it? Was there a decision behind that, or was it just kind of like you want to just get the album down and cut?
We tend to do our basic tracking as a band relatively quickly. This Hallelujah Anyhow is probably the quickest. I mean, I think we made the whole record in about 5 days or so. I think that we were feeling that the longer that we took, the worse it could potentially be. I think we were trying to capture the impulsiveness, the spontaneity of a group of really good friends in a room together making sound. And so it worked. I mean, I thought it was pretty ambitious. My manager and Brad's brother, Phil's brother, Brad, was certain that it would work. And then so...
Phil, what was your response to that when you heard his idea?
I feel like it's the standard that, you know, any band that's out there right now trying to, you know, in pursuit of making honest music and making honest art, you know, there's a presence that I think people are reacting to that have been reacting to all along, if you go as far back as you can before even recorded music. I mean, the really thing that matters is that, like, you know, how are you when you present yourself, like, on any given day? And I think that that's a standard that we feel the need and the desire to kind of seek after that kind of a path, so that we're constantly, you know, can judge ourselves based on how we were on that snapshot. And it's easier to have that if you just perform the songs in the studio, and just, it's a lot more forgiving too. I mean, I believe in the process already. And so when I knew we were going to do that, I knew that was the right way, you know, man.
Yes, I've never seen the wages of war. Yes, that's what you told me, baby, that day at the war. Yes, I'm gonna be a free roving dancer. Yes, I followed you, baby, I was looking for the answer. Well, you tried to break my mind, while I was knowing that the laws could change. Oh, my daddy, of the roses, you probably rule the world someday. Yes, and we were running, yes, down the King's Highway, with a $10 lead. You were 20 steps in front of me now. But didn't it rain? But didn't it thunder? Yes, ravens on highway, when you were caught under. Were you trying to break my mind, always knowing that the lights could change? Oh, my daddy of the roses, let me follow you down where the dead river ends, where we met before us, where we'll meet again. And I wonder, yes, I wonder. Mm-hmm. afraid of the darkness. It's just a different kind of light. Well, you're trying to tell me something, but didn't it rain? But didn't it thunder? Yes, baby, the highway when you were caught under. Well, you're trying to break my mind, always knowing that the lights could change all my day. Of the roses, let them follow you down. Take pleasure in the rain. Down at the wall, where they all know your name, and I wonder.
In terms of the music itself and going into the lyrics too, there's a little bit more up tempo than I think I've heard from His Golden Messenger in the past, but lyrically, it's just kind of like a hopefulness. You know, you talk about a lot of these situations that, you know, hey, remember when we were going down, you know, we had this tough situation going on, but at the end of the day, it's almost like there's that hopefulness of, remember that? We got through that. Here we are now, you know? I saw that in a couple of different songs, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, you know, you walk on a, you know, we've been walking this path for a long time together, Mike and I have, and you know, you walk on a path long enough in like the woods, sometimes you come to a clearing, you know, and I think that you kind of are able to take stock of, you know, you take some stock of the journey so far and learn along the way only with time and only by paying dues to trust the process that you've built, mm-hmm. that you've built your thing on. And that, so Mike has, you know, it starts with Mike's songs and it starts with his journey personally that he's kind of going on. And then we buy into that as his band. We believe in those songs enough that we're going to also walk that path. We're going to like take that route and do that challenge at the same time. So I think once you've done that for long enough, you can make a record like Hallelujah Anyhow, where we're kind of taking stock and we're also like doing a check with like what it's like right now in our country and what's going on and what the role of an artist is, and really feel like we have something that we really believe in now even more than before. I think I would say is a part of the lightness you hear in Mike's lyrics. Part of all that stuff is just because existentially, like, that was going to come out of Mike right now. That's one of the things that's happening. So we're there. And because we're there on that journey with him, you know, that we feed off that, and then it becomes even glows brighter, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's a really cool, this is a different record for me than anything I've made with His Golden Messenger before. It just, maybe I think circumstantially is probably bigger than anything else. It feels mm-hmm. like circumstantially we were just presented with a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
mean, to be able to just reassert like who we are to each other and,
totally.
And put love back straight into the heart of whatever's going on.
Yes, what you gonna do when the walk comes down, when the walk comes down? Yes, what you gotta do is let it lie, let it lie. When in the gathering darkness fire, to never go back. It was built by man, and you can tear it down. Down, tear it down. You step back, Jack, from the darkness. Yes, what you gonna do when the shackles fall? When the shackles fall. Yes, what you gotta do is melt them down. Melt them down. Why turn them into tools that make a garden? on the prison van. Why turn your chains to roses, child? Tear it all down, tear it down. Here, step back, Jack, from the darkness. When I'm here, no, I'm gonna sing just like a songbird. Yes, what you gonna do when the hunger's gone? When the hunger's gone. Yes, pity the child who goes without. Well, I give him no reason to falter on his way down. Yeah, it's a beautiful world, but painful, child. Tear it down, tear it down. You'll step back, Jack, from the darkness. When I'm here, I'm gonna sing just like a songbird.
You talk about how you have this kind of small little world. I find it interesting. You know, I always like to look sometimes at the players. Obviously, Phil's here, and Brad was part of the project too, and yeah, just some of the folks you brought in. I lived in North Carolina for a couple of years, and one of our favorite artists was, yeah, I lived in just outside of Charlotte.
Okay.
And we love Tiff Merritt. You know, she was one of our favorites. She's actually been here since I've been out here in L.A. to 88.5 FM, but... it's amazing how it seemed like you were able to bring together those people around you to help make the record as well. That seemed to be where you got those folks from.
Yeah.
We're all, that's the thing. When you're on the road for a number of years, your world really does become pretty small, and you are out there crossing paths with people, and you do it long and often enough, you just start to kind of see the web of the situation that you're all in this same boat of just like trying to do this crazy experiment with your life of what it really actually means to follow your dreams. What are the costs of that, and what are the actual benefits of that? But when you you go through that, and so you have I think you develop a natural community with other artists and musicians that's as old as time. And you know, Tift is Tift is something that Mike and I have adored long before we were a friend of hers, and before she was somebody who was a collaborator with us. So that was a cool thing to like connect that dot and make that happen. And then she moved back to the Triangle from New York, had a baby. So now we're all kind of parents together, and we share that. And, you know, that's kind of a microcosm, I think, of a lot of what we do in North Carolina too, and the community we surround ourselves with. I think we're all trying to find, you know, we're trying to find this common path of how we actually do this. But it's cool to share that with other people, because everyone's got a little piece of the truth. Because when you're an artist, you have to, I think, face the truth and face yourself in a way, and you carry something that's currency, not actual currency. Your currency is something that's within, more of a truth about people, I think, when you travel a lot and see the world and meet a lot of people from different places. I mean, you start to see a broader pattern about people, and I think that's something that's really cool to share. So I'm glad you brought up Tift, because I think that we've also learned a lot from her.
Yes, I've seen darker things at night. Yes, I've seen darker things at night. Yes, I've seen darker things at night. So give me the light. Yes, go for you've been on my mind. Yes, they call me the Black Rum Boy. Yes, they call me the Black Rum Boy. Yes, they call me the Black Rum Boy. Virgo fool, September child. And this old world right before my eyes. Yes, no, no. Nothing at all. Yes, you take all of nothing at all. Yeah, and you make it so simple, like ringing a bell. Yes, go for it. You've been on my mind. Yes, can we go walking two by two now? Yes, can we go walking two by two? Yes, can we go walking two by two with nowhere between us? Yes, go for it. My mind. Yes, now. Thank you.
you're trying to find new ways to introduce, you know, this music and find new ways to expand upon what you've done in the past. And, you know, that's really what this record sounds like. It was just another step where we're going to try out some new things here. We're going to, you know, this is the sound, this is the snapshot at this moment. And it's all about creating almost a journal of that journey as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's well said. Yeah, it's a river, man. This is just like a musical river. It's this river that we're trying to keep full of water.
All right. Well, it's His Golden Messenger here live in studio. The new album is called Hallelujah Anyhow. MC and Phil, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.